You're standing at the window, looking out at a yard that most people would call dead. The ground is crusted with a layer of white frost, the birdbath is a solid block of ice, and the wind is cutting through the siding of the house like a knife. Most gardeners have already hung up their trowels, retreating to seed catalogs and dreams of May. They've accepted the cost of ignorance, which is a 6-month dependency on grocery store produce that tastes like cardboard and costs a fortune. But if you look closer at my north field, past the skeletal remains of the summer corn, you'll see something they don't. Under a simple layer of heavy plastic and a dusting of snow, there is a vibrant, deep emerald green that shouldn't exist in this temperature. There are carrots getting sweeter by the hour as the starch turns to sugar to keep them from freezing. There is kale that stands up straighter the harder the wind blows. This is the winter garden, growing food when it's 30 degrees outside. It isn't magic, and it isn't expensive. It is a calculated defiance of the seasons. If you're tired of the winter slump and you're ready to prove that the calendar doesn't dictate your self-reliance, then listen closely. We aren't just surviving the cold. We are using it to grow the best food you've ever tasted. For decades, we've been fed a lie about the growing season. We've been told that once the first frost hits, the old way of gardening dictates that the party is over. You pull the dead vines, you mulch the beds, and you wait. This mindset treats the garden like a light switch. It's either on or it's off. But the Farm Fresh way views the garden as a dimmer switch that we control with physics and biology. The struggle most people face in winter isn't actually the cold. It's the wind and the lack of light. See, plants are much tougher than we give them credit for. A spinach leaf is essentially a cellular structure filled with water. In the old way, when that water freezes, the cells burst and the plant turns to mush. But in our way, we understand the physiology of cold hardy crops. These plants produce their own internal antifreeze. As the temperatures drop, they concentrate their sugars. This is why a winter harvested carrot will ruin you for any other vegetable. It's candy that grew in the dirt. The philosophy here is simple. We aren't trying to make it summer in January. We aren't heating the outdoors. We are simply providing a buffer that keeps the wind chill off the leaves and tricks the soil into staying just a few degrees above the kill zone. It's the difference between standing in a frozen field in your shirt sleeves versus wearing a light windbreaker. That tiny layer of protection changes everything. Most people fail because they try to fight nature. We aren't fighting it, we are hugging the earth and keeping the heat it already has from escaping into the night sky. Let's get into the tactics of how you actually pull this off without spending $1,000 on a heated greenhouse. The secret to growing food when it's 30 degrees outside is thermal mass and low tunnels. You don't need a glass palace, you need HDPE, that's HDPE, plastic, and some electrical conduit. You're going to bend that conduit into hoops over your garden beds. This creates a microclimate. Even when the air outside is biting, the soil inside that tunnel is absorbing the infrared radiation from the sun during the day. That soil acts as a battery. It charges up while the sun is out, and it slowly releases that heat under the plastic at night. A common pitfall I see is people forgetting to vent their tunnels. On a sunny 35-degree day, the temperature inside a sealed plastic tunnel can rocket up to 85 degrees in an hour. You'll cook your plants in the middle of a blizzard if you aren't careful. You have to be the thermostat. Now let's talk about the three-layer defense. Layer 1 is the soil itself, heavily mulched with straw. Layer 2 is a frost blanket, a non-woven fabric that sits directly on the plants. Layer 3 is your plastic hoop house. This triple insulation can keep your plants a full 20 degrees warmer than the outside air. That means when it's 10 degrees out, your plants think it's a brisk 30. You should focus on cold hardy varieties. Don't try to grow a tomato in December, you'll lose that battle every time. You want winter rizzed seeds like Siberian kale, mayshay, and claytonia. These crops don't just tolerate the cold, they thrive in it. I remember one year when a freak ice storm hit my farm. The power was out and the roads were blocked. While everyone else was digging through their freezers, I walked out to the garden, brushed 6 inches of snow off the plastic, and harvested a massive bowl of fresh salad greens. They were crisp, they were alive, and they were free. That is the power of tactical winter gardening. Imagine your life next February. Instead of looking at a brown, desolate patch of mud, you are looking at a sea of green. You walk outside with your morning coffee. The air is crisp enough to see your breath, and you reach under a hoop to pull out a bunch of leeks that are as thick as your wrist. You aren't just a consumer anymore, you are a year-round producer. The vision here isn't just about the food. It's about the mental shift. When you can grow food in the dead of winter, you realize that the limitations most people accept are actually just suggestions. You become the person who is prepared while everyone else is panicked. Here is your zero-cost task for today. Go outside right now and find the spot in your yard that gets the most sun during the middle of the day. This is usually a south-facing area near a wall or a fence. Mark that spot. That is where your winter lifeboat garden begins. You don't need a tractor or a massive plot. You just need that one sun-drenched square. Start there, because once you taste a frost-kissed spinach leaf in the middle of a cold snap, you'll never want to go back to the old way again. We are building a life that is farm fresh all 12 months of the year, and it starts with the courage to plant when everyone else is retreating indoors. Next time, we're going to talk about the spring jumpstart and how your winter garden actually prepares your soil for a massive explosion of growth in April. But for now, get out there, find your sun, and get ready to defy the frost.